My full name is Aurora Ortiz, or in English, Aurora Ortiz. I'm from Mexico, and I was 11 years old when I moved to the US. The story behind me immigrating is just a lot to do with family. My mom and my dad, they didn't want us to grow up separate, and they wanted to give us the best opportunity possible. They just knew that we could get that here in the United States, and we couldn't get it in Mexico. My dad came to the United States when he was 16 years old. And he came undocumented. So he didn't have any residence, a green card. Then President Reagan, I believe, made an order where he legalized a lot of immigrants, and that's how my dad got his green card. Immigrating to the US, it was like a long journey because my dad always said, like, this is a year, this year, like, it's happening. As I got older and I kept hearing this, I stopped believing that it was happening. So when I finally immigrated here, it was a lot harder and it hurt a lot more because I didn't think it was real. I don't think I got to say goodbye to the people that I loved like I would have if I'd known it was true. So I moved here with my mom, my sister, and my dad. My sister was 7 when we moved. Yeah, I was 11. We moved to York, PA. So I've been living in PA since I moved here 12 years ago. Went to college in Pennsylvania, and then I've been in Pittsburgh for a year. So now I work with pregnant women that don't speak English. The most special thing I left behind, it has to be my family. Like, that was the one thing that I can't replace. So, they will forever be the most special thing. So, my dad had a car here in the US, and it was the first time my family had their own car. I thought it was the coolest thing getting to get in the car instead of having to get on a bus to go to a store. I also remember that part of like being an immigrant and coming to the country, I hated pizza here. It took me a whole year before I could eat pizza in the United States. Now I love pizza. I had to take English language learner classes or ELL classes. I wasn't allowed to go to any other class except gym class. So my ELL teacher taught me a little bit of math, a little bit of science, and primarily English. I think another struggle was just getting used to the system. So like riding a bus was terrifying. I always rode a bus with my mom, and my mom couldn't get in the school bus with me. In Mexico, when we go to school, we only have one classroom and one teacher. So we don't have to go to different classrooms. This one teacher does science, math, gym, everything. Coming to the US at the school that I went to, I had like 5 different teachers. Having to get to classroom, that was terrifying. I got lost in that school so many times. When I moved here, I celebrated a lot of holidays, like new holidays. The reason I did it was because my ELL teacher, the person that taught me English in 6th grade, she was amazing. She brought pumpkins in for Halloween so that all her students can carve a pumpkin for the first time. The first time it snowed, she took us out to the yard outside of the school to make a snowball, and we put it in the freezer all day so we can take it home. For Thanksgiving, she made us a pie. Christmas, it wasn't really different. We just kind of talked about our different holidays. She's that reason that I was able to celebrate a lot of things because my parents didn't know how to do it. After I learned about the holidays at school, I did bring them home. My mom liked all of them except Halloween decorations. So she will take me trick-or-treating. She loved getting me dressed up and we will go and get candy. But the one year, me and my sister, we went to the Dollar Tree and we bought a whole bunch of like fake spider web and like ghosts and different things and we decorated the house. And she was not happy with that. I don't know why, but she does not like Halloween decorations. Some traditions that I could keep. Christmas, we still celebrate Christmas and Day of the Dead. It's not Halloween because we don't celebrate Halloween in Mexico, but Day of the Dead has started to come up a lot more here in the United States. So that's a tradition that I'm able to talk to people about, and it's about being close to the people that passed away. There's this thing that we call posadas in Mexico, and they happen, they're 9 days leading up to Christmas. Because Mexico is very like Catholic, so it represents the journey of Mary and Joseph trying to find a place to stay. But the way we did it, we had a big community party for 9 days. So for 9 days, one house will make piñatas and the other house will make some kind of bread, and like the kids will get to go house to house to get candy and almost like a second Halloween, but it was like special candy that you only eat around Christmas. And that's something that you can't really do here because a lot of Hispanics, we don't live next to each other. And a lot of people here in America, they don't know about posadas. So it's something that I kind of had to leave behind. Me and my sister, we get along really well. And yeah, when we moved to the US, we helped each other a lot. She helped me because she's very outgoing. But I will help her a lot with her English and her homework. So for her, it was a little harder to learn English than for me. So I helped her with English. She helped me make friends. A lot of my family has been trying to come to the United States because they see the opportunities. it's just taking a very long time. My cousin, he's like my brother. He's 23 years old and he's still waiting. But I have another cousin who it was a little easier for him, so he's been here for 2 years now. A few of my relatives here in the U.S. have gone back to Mexico. They like to go visit when they can.